All right, guys, Dan Wise, Wise Media Group, and kids in the world out there, we have a very, very awesome guest in the house. We have the one and only Santa Corky. How are you, Santa?
Oh, wonderful. Excited to be here, Dan. I can't wait to go into some really fun questions and answering. So I'm excited, yes.
So I got to ask you, how did you get here this morning?
Well, you can't hear the reindeer land on the roof. So
no, it's loud. We had a little rain this morning, so I couldn't tell.
Yeah, they dropped me off.
They dropped you off. Yeah, how do you fly under the radar to where you don't get spotted by like the wrong people or the Grinch?
Well, his technology isn't quite what everyone else's, but I get tracked all over the world.
You do?
Yeah, you can go on certain apps and they'll show you where I'm at the particular time.
Is there any app or website that you'd recommend that kids want to keep tabs on where Santa is?
It's through the spaceship people.
SpaceX?
NORAD. Yeah, they follow me.
Okay.
So
Santa, tell us what you have going on. We're about like 2 weeks out from Christmas, and this is your busy time of season. So how do you manage traveling to all of these different destinations, making sure kids that deserve get the toys and the blessings that they need?
Right. Well, we're in the process of doing that through Spread the Cheer right now. We're bringing gifts, and that's spreadthecheerusa.org. And we partnered with them to help spread some stuff. And we'll be doing an event here on Sunday. No.
Next
Saturday.
He's checking. Yeah, he's checking with one of his elves.
Elf Michael helps me with all that. So it's next Saturday. We will be at the outskirts in Sela.
Okay.
Yeah. The brewery outskirts out there.
And nice.
Have all kinds of stuff going on there.
What time is that?
What time is? Oh, yeah. But we'll have the toys. That's right.
So 11 to 6 this coming Sunday, you're going to be there spreading some cheer, passing out toys.
Yes.
Amazing. I bet there's a lot of families out there that are just so grateful for having Santa that can come kind of, because times are tough. People are struggling.
Right.
Finances, mental health is like up here right now. So having Santa stepping in and kind of helping out with that burden, that's right. Huge. So thank you for what you're doing, Santa.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my passion in life to be able to bring some joy, some hope, some kindness, and some love, and just the spirit of Christmas in itself. And bringing that out, not only in children, but in adults, I find that happens a lot.
Do you? You see the magic light up in the adults' eyes, too?
Exactly. They get pretty excited. Yeah.
So what exactly is North Pole Nation?
North Pole Nation is a group of people that I started on my social media. The elves got me all hooked up with the internets. And so I get to go live from North Pole, and I call my people that are my followers North Pole Nation, and they love it. So that's how North Pole Nation started. And they help fund all kinds of stuff for us. Some of the gifting, sending us places. It's just a community of people that love Christmas year round, because we do Christmas year round, and we bring gifts year round to families, and we help people keep their electricity on. We've done so much through North Pole Nation. It's absolutely amazing what the community has done.
So all the way from the North Pole, the elves have hooked up some wireless connectivity, and they got you on. TikTok is really where the elves seem to see the magic happening.
Right. We've grown to 2 million followers now and growing, and we grow at a pace of about 125,000 new followers a month.
Wow.
Yeah. So
North Pole Nation is like growing.
Big time. Yeah.
So
big time. We're on the map.
We're on the TikTok map, guys. Right? That's super cool. How did you, because I've heard as how the myths go, the Santa Claus magic is passed on, you know, it's kind of like almost like bestowed onto a new Santa. So
right.
how did this magic enter you?
Right. Well, as soon as I started growing my beard out, it was all pure white.
Really?
Yeah. And as soon as the beard started growing, I just started getting a different feeling inside. And then once I noticed that kids were walking up to me, there must be something different about me. And as they approached me, they wanted to talk to me, and they would ask me, "Are you Santa?" And I got to say, "Yes, I am him." And so it happened. It just evolves.
And your interactions with the Grinch must be like, that's your, like, your arch nemesis. You're always battling the Grinch, it seems like.
Right.
But it seems deep down inside, the Grinch has a good heart. He just forgets sometimes.
Exactly. That's exactly a good way to put it, Dan. He inside wants to be a kind and helpful in that. And he battles that within his own self, much like most of us do. We have a battle going on. You know, there's either the on your shoulder, there's a white wolf or a black wolf. Which one are you going to feed? And the Grinch, we're trying to get him to feed the white wolf a little bit more.
Well, there's a rumor, and I know that you're not going to be a part of that one, but the Grinch is going to be taking over the studio on the 16th. We've got somebody coming in to talk, and we feel like the Grinch is going to try to take it over.
Oh, that's what he loves doing.
He does. Too. But we're going to have some kids here.
He's a disruptor.
We're going to have some little kids that are going to be pretty magical that we can hope that can turn the Grinch's frown upside down. So we never know.
Good.
Have you had any like, what's your craziest? I saw you got the Grinch has been calling you. You've been trying to sleep at night.
Right.
The Grinch is just prank calling you constantly. How did the Grinch get your number?
Through the internet. Anybody can get your number. That
you might, you know,
Google.
you might have an inside troll.
Well, I was going to say that.
Not a troll, an elf.
I had
a rogue elf
go rogue. Exactly. Ugh. I was just going to say that. I had an elf go rogue, and I'm thinking that's exactly what happened.
Man, yeah. And you gave out your number.
Yeah.
What does Mrs. Claus think of that?
She's not real happy with that, for sure. Not happy at all. So she was going to make him some cookies, but now that's going to change.
He's going to get a cold cookie.
Right. And he likes actually onions. So
does he? Is that his favorite food?
Oh yeah, he loves
them. So we should hide the onions.
Right.
Don't have any onions.
Yeah.
Maybe we should make some special onion cookies for him. Maybe we try to turn his frown upside down. So Mrs. Claus, how active is Mrs. Claus in the whole entrepreneur of doing? Is it the Lord's work? Is it Santa's work? I'm not sure.
I like the way you put that, Dan. Okay. That's good. I believe it's a very spiritual thing, because I believe Christmas is very spiritual, and our mission is to make it more spiritual for people in their lives. And Mrs. Claus is in the background, mostly to making sure that I can be where I need to be. Things are done. My suit's ready before I take off. She has everything all lined out for me. She is the backbone of why I could not be where I'm at today without her. And she's maybe have a few appearances here pretty soon.
I'd love to have Mrs. Claus on. You know, I feel like without Mrs. Claus and some of the elves, that Santa might fall short from what you just said. Right. We kind of rely on that. You know,
yeah,
you got your focus on what needs to get done, but all of the other stuff, like you just said, Santa doesn't want to run around in a wrinkled Santa suit.
Right.
You know, exactly. God forbid somebody gets a picture of you coming down a chimney looking not your best.
Exactly.
Like a mugshot. We don't want a Santa mugshot. So going down chimneys, is there like a special magic that you have to do? Do you have to eat something? How does that work?
Oh no. All I got to do is get close to a chimney and everything starts happening. Actually, I start seeing stars. I get really excited at that point. And then I know that things are happening inside of me, so I can fit down there and then land properly.
Do you have like special clothes that shrink with you, or
everything
just,
does?
Wow, it's just cool. Magic.
Yep, everything does.
Do you have a favorite reindeer?
You know, people ask me that a lot, Dan, and no, it's like they're all my children. I can't pick one reindeer out of everybody thinks it's Dasher or Rudolph, but they're all special and unique, just like my children. I could not do that. I love them each dearly. They're all unique, just like children. They all have different attitudes, but.
So somebody asked me about when I'm interviewing you today, they want to know, they're huge animal lovers, and they wanted to know if Santa's reindeer sleep outside, do they sleep inside? And if they sleep inside, do they get to sleep in bed with you and Mrs. Claus? Are they snuggling between you guys?
Only when they're first born.
Okay.
Because when they're first born, we try to make them feel as comfortable as they can. And it's the domesticating part of it, because reindeer are very easily to domesticate and they become like a pet for you. So not so much all the time the reindeer. They have stalls that are absolutely beautiful. They have fresh straw in them every day. And if it gets super cold, most people don't know, but their body temperature, they can adjust. Mm. So their feet start to warm up or cool down as they need to do.
Really?
So they are in a very, very comfortable environment. The stalls are absolutely beautiful.
Is Rudolph spoiled? Because Rudolph, you know, he's kind of like the star of the show and a lot of the shows and cartoons we've seen. Does Rudolph get special treatment? Does he think he's too cool for school? Like, what's Rudolph's story?
No, we have to keep it all equal, because that's not fair that one guy, just because he's the captain, he calls the shots now. Before, they wouldn't even play with him, but he earned that badge. So he calls the shots. He makes sure, you know, because we have practice all the time, and we're bringing other reindeer up and to help us out, we have the A-League, you know, Donner, Dasher, Prancer, you know, those guys, Comet, Cupid. But then we have some coming up also that are being trained also. So he's in charge of making sure they get coached properly.
Is it like reindeer boot camp?
It's like reindeer boot camp at one point. Yeah. Yeah.
You should do an event one year with like reindeer boot camp. The kids get to see the reindeer kind of going through the motions.
Right.
I bet they get a lot of pets.
Yeah. The reindeers love to be petted.
Yeah. What's their favorite food?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Well, of course they like the carrots and oatmeal and things like that. But not too many people know their favorite treat is raisins.
Raisins?
Raisins. No joke. They love raisins.
Well, I love raisins.
Right.
So I'm going to have extra raisins.
So put some raisins out for the reindeer. That'll be an extra special thing.
So for the parents and the little kids watching right now, mm-hmm. that are like, all right, Santa's going to be coming to our house. We want to make a good impression. We're going to clean up. We're going to make the chimney nice and safe to come down. Right. We're going to make it easily accessible for Santa to put some extra presents under there. What is Santa's favorite treat that we should have ready for you? Everybody says milk and cookies, but what does that mean?
Right.
My favorite cookie is a crunchy chocolate chip, but what's Santa's favorite cookie?
My favorite cookie with milk, it can be chocolate or it can be regular milk, but my favorite cookies are the ones that you decorate. I like to see the decorating. A lot of people call them sugar cookies, but you can also decorate gingerbread cookies too. But any cookie that you decorate, I just love to see the talent and how the kids decorate them is very fun to watch. So those are my favorite cookies. Put those out. Decorate cookies.
The decorated cookies.
Yes.
So kids, get messy, play with the flour.
Have some fun.
Sprinkles, chocolate chips. We like all that stuff.
All that stuff.
And what should they leave for the reindeer? Raisins?
Raisins would be good.
Okay.
You put some carrots out. They always like that.
See, I was always putting out cat food, and the cat food was never eaten. So I guess the reindeers don't like cat food.
Where did that come from?
I was in Florida.
Right?
So when you've got, you know, Rudolph, he's got the red nose to kind of bright through the night there.
Right.
But you get other states like Florida. Does Santa take off his coat when he hits the hot weather?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Sometimes, yeah, depending where I'm at. And, you know, sometimes I have to be really careful, because if they've eaten a lot, you know, it can get kind of, I have to wear goggles.
You get sprayed by the reindeer dew? Yeah,
they get gassy.
Oh, man.
They're a little gassy, them reindeer. It's real life. I mean,
it's real life. Yeah.
I have goggles for that.
Man, I think of the movie Tim Allen mm-hmm. when his beard started to grow white
and
the reindeer or the Santa magic.
Right.
Do you ever get calls for like from Hollywood that are like, hey, because now that the Grinch has your number, I'm sure like he's giving that out to every telemarketing hotline in the world. But is there a phone number that we can give kids that want to call and leave a message for Santa? Does that exist?
Yeah, I don't have one, but I do if they want a nice list certificate.
You have one of those?
Send us your email.
Okay.
And it's in my TikTok bio.
So we're going to put, so you'll give me that
before you leave, I'll put
that in the description for the parents.
You put your email address in there and we'll send them a nice list certificate.
Awesome. So Santa, I appreciate you coming in here today. Before you leave, let us know again about roughly like how many families do you guys think you fed and helped over the course of you being blessed with this magical gift of America's Santa Claus as Santa Corky? Tell us a little bit about how many people you think you've helped and remind people what they should be looking forward between now and coming up to Christmas.
Right. As far as where I'm going to be and that.
Where you're
going
to be, how people can, like, what kind of help you're going to be doing in the community, especially, you know, I know you do a lot of stuff in Washington for whatever reason. You seem to have a big warm heart for this state. So what can people local expect to see from you?
Well, we're going to be also going for the Children's Village. We do some stuff with the Children's Village. We work with autistic kids. Special needs and autistic kids. So we do that a lot too. And then I'm going to be out at Stein's Hardware this Saturday. So if you want to bring your pet and your kids and, or just you, it doesn't matter. Come and see us. I'll be there from noon to 3 at Stein's Hardware this Saturday. So I kind of like to get that out so that they can do that. And then we'll be doing a gift giveaway next week, next Sunday, out at Outskirts Brewery in Sela.
Okay.
And what is the time? This Sunday? See, that's this Sunday. So we're doing two big
events. Elf Michael has like a...
I'm telling you, he's so helpful.
I'm looking at the stuff that they got Elf Michael carrying around. He's got like a binder. This thing is like 40 inches thick of documentation of what Santa's going to be doing next. Right.
Yeah, he keeps me straight. I get up in the morning and I say, Michael, where are we going? Okay, you're going to be here, 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 and here. Let's go.
It sounds like Michael's got a good opportunity with Santa here.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It'll be a lot of fun. Michael's been amazing.
So, Santa, one more time, for people that want to become part of the North Pole Nation, where's the best spot for them to go find you, follow you, show support, all of this stuff?
Go to TikTok. TikTok, and it's Santa Corky, C-O-R-K-Y, Santa Corky on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram.
Well, Santa, thank you so much for all the magic and the joy that you're spreading through the holiday season and year round. I think it's amazing what you're doing, and I'm so happy that you took the time to come in here, even though the Grinch tried to foil us,
right?
But he failed.
Exactly, he did.
But power always wins. Right. So thank you so much, Santa Corky. I appreciate it.
You bet. Merry Christmas.
Awesome. Shelly, we take a couple of photos. What kind of phone do you have?
What? We're still on. Hello. Don't forget to put the milk and cookies out.